Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
And I'm by my shoes out of socks.
Uh-huh.
I wear a foot. And a coat to protect me on foot. Of course, you have to have a thing.
Yeah, of course. Cool.
Look, I never had anybody made me in one of that suit. I always put the top in bed when I get a coat on the floor.
If you buy it, you say, now I have a, not an old one, but a new suit.
Okay.
And if my pockets were all filled up with things and sticking out like this, you say my pockets were
damn full.
Yeah. We're talking about that when you went to the damn full. Would you ever say that it would be something like booze or bulge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bulge.
Okay. And if the shirt got smaller when it was washed, you might say the collar.
You keep that.
Yeah, and what happened to it though in the wash?
You go there.
Okay. So another word you might use is to draw it up.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. You mean what?
Something getting smaller like that.
Yeah, well, it goes that. That makes it smaller.
Yeah. Would you ever use the form shrink?
Yeah. You use that. You use shrink for a lot of things.
Today it shrinks, yesterday it was too big. You washed it yesterday, so yesterday it shrinks. If a woman likes to put on fancy clothes, you know, you might say she really likes to do what?
She likes to dress up.
Okay. Now, what if you're talking about just makeup and not clothes? You say she spends an awful lot of time.
No, not a lot of time. She may put on lipstick.
Uh-huh.
She don't go for that extra.
Uh-huh. A woman who did that, though, you might say she really likes to do what? She spends an awful lot of time.
Oh, I see that you look gloomy.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would you have a special name for what she's doing, though? You said she spends a lot of time. Would you do something like
makeup?
Yeah.
She's making her face up. I reckon what she would say to that.
Sure, no, that's fine. I just wanted to use something like crimp up or crank up or dowel up.
Crimp. Most time we call it crimp.
Okay.
Then you cramp it.
Okay. And something a woman might carry in her hand when she goes to the store.
In her pocketbook.
Okay, and inside she might have a smaller thing, a change.
Yeah, a change purse.
Okay. And on her wrist, a woman might wear a
what?
Just an ornament, though.
Well, how do you have it? We have it just once in a while. You see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would that be called?
I don't know. I'm leaving one window that's got one of those that's got different names on it.
Uh-huh.
All the way around. I don't know what they're called.
And what might a woman wear around her neck?
Well, they are different things. Beads, crosses.
Okay. Now with beads, though, would you say she has a pair of beads or a string of beads?
Any beads.
Okay. You ever hear a pair of beads?
Ever hear that expression?
No. Okay. And what might you use instead of a belt to keep your hands up?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And something you use to open if you open up on a rainy day.
Umbrella.
All right. And something you put over after your wife makes up the bed, you know, she might put something over the whole bed.
Bedspread.
Okay. Did you ever call it anything else when you were?
Yeah, you used to call it different things. It's been long since I thought about something like that. I don't know. They call it different things. The women do. Yeah. Some of them call it bedspread, and some of them call it the bed cover.
Sure. I wonder if you use a term like counterpane or counterpin.
Yeah, counterpin. Yeah, counterpin.
Is that different from a bedspread?
No, it's all the same thing, except it looks different.
Uh-huh. I see.